Marriage Line. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of a young married couple, with Richard Briers as George Starling and Prunella Scales as his wife, Kate.
I don't know if it's the same with you, but I'm always hearing people say, oh, I'd give anything to be able to look into the future. And you read about people rushing off to astrologers and palmists and crystal balls going cloudy. Well, quite frankly, if I'd known about almost any portion of my life in advance, I think I'd have taken to my bed and hoped it would never happen. The time I'm especially thinking about, we were still without a flat. And even though Kate's mother was away and I'd been able to move in with my wife and baby, it still didn't feel very much like home, having to share my handkerchief drawer with my mother-in-law's nighties.
Morning, George.
Morning, Arthur.
Any luck with a new homestead?
Do I look as though I had any luck with anything?
No, but nobody looks very lucky first thing. It's just that you've got an awfully good horoscope in the paper. Do you want to hear it?
No, thanks.
Well, the stars are definitely smiling, old man.
Well, the house agents aren't.
There's just one chance.
Morning, George.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
Any luck?
Well, I was just about to tell Arthur there's one chance.
With a house?
And a mortgage. It's about 10 million to one against.
Ah. Well, if it's as bad as that, perhaps this memo might be a thought. It's circulating. Have you seen it?
No, nothing ever gets about here, does it? Like being in an empire outpost here.
Oh, wait a minute, though. Hang on. Yeah, we had this a few weeks ago.
What is it?
Asking for volunteers for our African branch.
Oh, yes. Yes, we passed that one on very quickly, didn't we, George?
Yeah, I thought they got as many people as they needed.
Yes, but Harrison failed his medical.
I'm not surprised.
Harrison in Africa. He passes out when they switch on the central heating.
Anyway, that's why I brought it along. There's a vacancy.
In Africa?
Yes. Last thing I want is you leaving us, of course, George, but...
It'd be a bit difficult commuting, wouldn't it?
But I knew how desperate you were, so I thought... Well, I spoke to Harrison. It's only 3 years, and the pay's marvellous. And he reckoned when he came back, he'd have had enough to put down on a house. And you live rent-free, and booze is half the price.
Oh, look, Dennis, if it was a really plum job, I'd have put my own name down. But I asked around, everybody said the same thing. What you save on the roundabout, you spend on mosquito cream.
It says here your family can join you out there after 3 months. In many cases, sooner than that.
Not thinking about it, are you, George?
What? Well, no, not exactly. Well,
Kate might allow you a bit of rope, but not 2,000 miles of it.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, she'd have to agree, of course.
What are you talking about? You turned it down flat.
Yeah, but I had a home then, didn't I?
Well, you'll soon find one.
Well, they'd find you one if you signed this, old man. And pay for it.
Yes, but...
And all the extra money, Arthur? Sunshine? Cheap booze? Thanks a lot, Dennis. I'll have a chat with Kate tonight.
Well, the free flat and the money ought to go down well with her.
And the sunshine?
Yes.
Yeah. I reckon the only snag's that 3 months bit.
Who?
Well, she's staying with her mother now and is already getting her done.
Well, you needn't say it's 3 months.
Even 3 weeks. I don't know if she'd be too potty about me out there surrounded by about 10 million dusky maidens.
What about you? What about you leaving her behind with 10 million sexy bachelors?
It's not so hot here, though, is it? Anyway, I think I'll arrive home with some flowers or chocolates or something. Get her in the right mood.
Does it do that for Kate? It always makes my wife terribly suspicious.
What do you say here? Name and number here if interested. I've a good mind to sign.
Oh, no, I'd chat it over first.
Yeah, but supposing a lot of people apply. When I get here tomorrow, they might have closed the list. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? After lashing out in a bunch of flowers and talking me head off all night. You, got a pen? Oh, chuck. I can always back out if Kate gives it the thumbs down, can't I?
Well, if she does, don't tell her I suggested it, will you? I mean, I said just now, I don't want to see you again.
Yes, well, next time, just put your own name down, will you, Dennis? Don't try getting other people shipped out.
What are you talking about,
Arthur? Well, you keep saying you don't want to see George go. Well, I don't either. So why the deuce didn't you keep your big mouth shut?
Well, Arthur is very kind of you.
Well, no, it's been a year now, hasn't it? You and me in here. And I reckon it's worked pretty well.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I had Anderson in here before you came. We had nothing in common. All he talked about was water polo. In most days, he smelled of chlorine.
I shouldn't think you need to worry, Arthur, anyway. I can't see Kate jumping at it. Yes, it's all right for you, sunning yourself out there. What about me having to stay on with my mother? I better soft pedal the sunshine bit.
What's your big selling line, then?
Well, there's a money, isn't there? Mm-hmm. And a free home, and a cheap... No, I don't think I'll mention the booze. I wonder if there's sea bathing. Do they have sharks out there?
Don't know.
I'd better keep off the tropical drawbacks. Kate's never been a back-to-nature girl. The first thing she'll think of are snakes and tarantulas. I'll definitely take some flowers. Or a bag of toffees. I'll keep the conversation nice and cheerful. I'll sort of get round to it. You know, I'll say, darling, come and sit down for a moment. Darling, come and sit down for a moment.
Good heavens, George, I haven't got time to sit down. I've got to make Helen's feed.
Well, just for a moment.
What for?
Oh, good grief, Kate, I just want to have a chat with you. But, darling, come and sit down.
All right. And sitting?
Like a toffee.
No, thank you. Huh. Is that what you wanted to chat about?
No.
Oh.
No. Darling.
Yes?
Do you think Helen gets enough sunshine?
What?
Well, do you?
George, you haven't spent all this time leading up to that, have you?
Well, not that exactly. No, it's just that our firm's industrial branch is in Africa.
Yes, I know.
And recently they asked for volunteers to go out there for a little while.
Yes, you told me.
Did I?
Yes, you said that anyone who was tempted by a bit of extra cash to offer themselves as a sun sacrifice must be bonkers.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, that's what you said.
Yeah, I know, but that was a snap judgment, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yes, I mean, I didn't know then about the surf bathing, I should say. The gracious living and the free accommodation.
No one's arguing with you, darling. What's happened? Have you heard from someone who went there?
No, they haven't gone yet.
Really? Since ages ago you came home and told me, you know, about anyone who wanted to be a sun sacrifice must be bonkers.
Yes, it was, some time ago. But one of them failed his medical.
Oh, what a shame.
Yes.
Anyone we know?
No.
No, of course, Arthur and Dennis agreed with you, didn't they? You'd have to be bonkers to want to.
Yeah, the point is, darling. The point is, there's a vacancy.
Yes, well, I expect there is, darling, if somebody failed their medical. George, you're not thinking of applying, are you?
Well, of course not. Of course I'm not. I wouldn't, would I, without talking it over with you. But look, it's only 3 years, and the pay's terrific. And it would mean we wouldn't have to find a new place here. We could probably save enough to put money down on a decent home when we go back. And they find you a flat out there, and there's surf riding, and the booze is cheap. I mean, the sun's not hot. And as far as I know, there are no tarantulas.
Aren't there?
No. Not one. So, before you go off the deep end about me being bonkers, like I did when I first heard about it, just...
I'm not going off the deep end, George.
No, of course you're not, darling. Well, you never do. But, I mean, just think about it for a moment.
I am thinking about it, George. It seems a very good idea.
Yeah, well, you keep thinking about it, darling, and I'm sure you... What?
I said it seems a very good idea. Well, it's just a snap judgment, of course. What's the matter? Did you want me to talk you out of it?
What? No, but I just thought you'd be bound to find the odd flaw.
Well, I'm only going by what you told me, darling, but there didn't sound many flaws in that.
Well...
Actually, when you mentioned it before, I sort of toyed with the thought, but you said it was bonkers, so...
Yes, I know, yes. Well, there are two sides to a question, aren't there?
Are there?
Yes. I mean, you wouldn't be able to come out with me.
No, I know, it's about a month's wait, isn't it?
Or even more.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, let's let you get things straight, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, I should think so.
Oh, yes. You don't mind?
What, you getting things straight? Sooner you than me, darling.
Darling?
Hmm?
Are you sure you want to go?
What?
Well, I don't want to twist your arm.
Well, you don't have to, George. I'm mentally lying in the sun already.
I haven't got it yet.
No, I know.
I'll have to apply.
Well, then snap you up.
Then there's a medical.
Your insurance is A1.
I know, but I haven't been feeling too grand.
Oh, nonsense.
No, I haven't. Now, look, Kate, I refuse to be pushed into this.
I can't push. It's up to them, isn't it?
What? Oh, yes.
Yes.
Kate.
Yes, darling.
Why don't you mind being without me for 3 months? Hello?
George, it's Arthur.
Oh, yes, Arthur.
Look, I want to apologise for behaving like that in the office, you know, trying to put you off going.
Oh, that's all right, Arthur. Actually,
I've been thinking it over, and I'd say it was the best thing you could do.
What?
You go out there, George, and jolly good luck to you.
Have you been talking to Kate?
What?
Never mind. You've been talking to Arthur.
Not. What are you talking about?
But suddenly everyone's trying to get me out of the country.
Good heavens, 10 minutes ago you were trying to get me out of the country.
Well, I'm not going, that's all. I'm not going. First thing tomorrow I shall ask for my application back.
You applied?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You can always... What?
You said you wouldn't dream of doing anything without asking me first.
Well, I wouldn't.
You applied.
Yes.
And then you have the nerve to accuse me of trying to get you out of the country.
Oh, good.
Well, look, since we've done nothing but wrangle about it since you first suggested the idea, let's just forget it.
What?
Hello?
Kate, it's Arthur. I think George and I were cut off just now. So what do you think about it, eh? Going to Africa?
We are not going to Africa.
What?
Goodbye, Arthur.
Darling.
What?
I don't think we ought to make a snap judgment about this.
Oh, for heaven's sake, George.
What's the matter?
Look, let's go back to square one, where we were 10 minutes ago. You just said, come and sit down, I want to tell you something. So I'm sitting down and I'm waiting for you to tell me something.
I want to tell you something.
Yes, George?
Dennis came in the office this afternoon and said there was a vacancy in our African branch, and I said that might solve all our problems, so I filled in the application form and then came home to talk you into it.
Well, you've talked me into it.
Do you mean that, darling?
Yes.
It means we'll be apart for 3 months.
Oh, darling, don't start that again.
Oh. Now, who the devil's that?
Hello, George. Sorry to disturb you, but I was just passing.
That's all, I may come in.
Just to say, I've been thinking about it, and Arthur's right. I should never have shown you that thing about Africa. Oh, hello, Kate.
Goodbye, Dennis.
What? See you tomorrow. But you said come in.
Don't bite all your nails, George.
What?
Oh, leave one or two so you can scratch the mosquito bites.
I think the mosquitoes will have to do without my blood.
What do you mean?
Well, I haven't heard about the overseas job, have I? They said we'd hear today.
Yes, today's not over yet, is it?
Near enough, old man, near enough. I suppose my medical failed me.
Well, why should it?
Well, some of the other blokes looked awfully healthy.
Well, you can't tell by looking.
Well, that's a good thing, or the doctor wouldn't even ask me to unbutton my shirt. Starling?
Oh, Mr. Starling. This is Peters, the overseas liaison.
Oh, yes?
Would you come to my office, please, where you had the interview for your posting?
Yeah, I remember.
Because I'm glad to say you've been selected for the African appointment.
No!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Clerical qualifications A1. You fell down in one item on the medical officer's chart, but it was a very minor one and he was prepared to overlook it.
Really? Oh, do thank him for me, will you?
So you'll come along and see me, eh?
Could I ring my wife first?
Oh, certainly.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll do the same for you someday. I'm healthy, Arthur.
I gather that. Congratulations, George.
Thanks.
Mind you, I wasn't worried.
Oh, neither were I. Just think, all that extra pay for 3 years, non-stop sunshine, cheap booze. I reckon our landlord did us a jolly good turn when he said we'd got to leave the flat, don't you? But, I mean, that was the main reason I signed it.
Hello?
Darling, I'm healthy.
George!
Well, didn't I tell you?
How wonderful!
Yeah, I've just heard.
So you needn't have worried?
Well, no, I wasn't really worried. I just thought the doctor looked a bit funny when he asked me to cough. And, you know, when he took my blood pressure, he went on pumping for ages. I thought, good heavens, I haven't got any pressure at all. Then he discovered his machine had the puncture, not me. Oh, A1 on clerical qualifications, too.
Congratulations, darling.
Marvellous. Look, I've got to pop along and see Peters now. He's the bloke who organises everything, you know, tickets, papers, tropical kit. A terrific lot of
tropical
stuff.
Tropical kit?
Yeah, well, darling, I can't stamp around the bush in me worsted. I'll be swaggering about in white ducks and a toupee. All that in a mahogany tan ought to be pretty irresistible, eh?
Yes, darling.
Oh, have you got your chitty yet?
What?
For your medical?
Oh, no, I'll get on to Dr. Bennett. You know how slow he is.
Yeah, well, put a bomb under the old idiot.
All right, darling, I'll ring him now.
See you soon. Oh, listen, I'll look in on Mum and Dad before I see you tonight. Tell them the news.
Right. Bye.
Hi.
Tropical kit.
What? Oh, yes.
A touch of the old Lawrence of Arabia, eh?
Well, you know, Arthur, between you and me, I've always fancied myself in that lightweight stuff, you know. Scarf at the neck, tapping me riding boot with a Malacca.
Hello, son, you're a stranger.
Yes, well, I wanted to tell you my surprise.
Your surprise?
Where's Mum?
In the lounge.
Come on.
Hello, darling.
Ma'am?
What brings you here?
Well, he says it's a surprise, so he's obviously not on the touch.
I can't be on the touch ever again, Dad. That'll never happen again. In 3 years' time, I shall return to these shores, tanned and solvent.
Return to these shores?
I didn't tell you before, because, quite frankly, I didn't think I stood on earthly, but I've just heard I've landed an overseas posting. 3 years in Africa. Well, they weren't trying to get rid of me. I mean, I had a pass of medical, lots of interviews, and I was A1, inside and in the head.
Yes, well, that's wonderful, darling.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
You and Kate and Helen.
Yeah, they follow me out in 2 or 3 months' time.
Oh, splendid.
Yes. All signed and sealed, is it?
Yes, I heard today.
I see. Yes, well, better have a drink on it, I suppose.
Well, I wondered when we'd get to the flag-waving bit.
Yes, well, I'm sorry, George, you weren't to know, but ever since you had to leave your flat, I've been trying to pull a few strings around my place.
Strings?
Yeah, for a new job for you. Better pay, accommodation thrown in, solve all your problems at once, eh? Still, there it is. Hello. You turned into a secret drinker, Will. It's like old Mother Hubbard's in here.
What? Oh, I'm so sorry. I put the beer in the fridge. I'll go.
No. Go.
Oh, I was so thrilled about it. He came home this evening like a small boy on the night before his birthday.
Well, do you mean he's got me a job?
Well, it had to see you, of course. But providing you didn't stand on your head or accost the secretaries, it was yours.
Well, I wasn't to know, was
well,
I?
No, dear, no. Well, don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, the other job's organized now.
In Africa?
Yes. I know it sounds a long way away.
It is a long way away.
Well, yes, I know, but
this was in Slough. The management have built bungalows on an estate to help with the housing problems down there.
Bungalows?
Yes, and they let them to employees for a tiny rent. They're very keen on married couples with a young family. They say that security makes for better work. Oh, what a shame. I told Daddy ought to tell you what he was doing.
Not a clean glass inside. I refuse to be washer-up as well as bottle opener.
Oh, all right, Dennis, I'll do it.
All right. Yes, well, have to keep your tongue hanging out for a moment, George.
Look, Dad, I'm sorry about that job.
What? Oh, well, you weren't to know?
Well, no, but
and it isn't as though they won't find plenty of takers. There's no worry on that score. No, actually, it's your mother I'm more concerned about.
Mum?
Yes, well, I don't have to tell you how she's always doted on you. When you first went to live away from home, she missed you very badly. Then, when you got married, she naturally saw even less of you. But since Helen was born, well, it seems she's taken on a new lease of life. Babysitting, buying clothes for her, you know what I mean. She, you two and the baby right out of her life for 3 years.
Oh, good heavens, Dad, it's dreadful.
Yeah, well, you want to know?
Here we are.
Ah, ha-ha, that's the style. Sorry, it's nothing grander than brown ale, George, to celebrate your news. Anyway, congratulations again, and here's to a happy 3 years and a safe return.
A safe return.
Thank you. I could back out, I suppose.
What?
You're all nonsense.
Why should you?
Yeah, well, exactly.
No, but I could. It wouldn't go down very well at the office, but that wouldn't matter, would it, if I was going to another job? And I wouldn't have to say goodbye to Kate for 3 months, and you two for 3 years.
And you wouldn't have to make a lot of new friends, would you?
No, no. But there's a lot to be said for staying, a lot. It's just that, well, quite frankly, I'm a bit afraid that Kate will have rather a lot to say if I suggest it. He's absolutely dead set on going.
Dr. Bennett's surgery?
Oh, it's Mrs. Starling again. I rang earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Starling. Dr. Bennett isn't back.
Well, look, this is very worrying. The result of my medical is extremely important to me and my husband. Can't you give me any idea of how my tests went?
Only that the result was unfavorable.
Unfavorable?
Well, please don't tell Dr. Bennett I told you. But I don't like to buoy up people's hopes unnecessarily.
Thank you.
I'll leave a message for him to ring you.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. I called on my parents.
Yes, you said you were going to.
Oh, yes.
What did they say?
Oh, they were thrilled.
Were they?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. My mum thought it was a bit far away, of course.
Well, it is, of course.
What?
Africa. Far away.
Oh, yes, yes. But you don't mind that.
Oh, good Lord, no.
No. Well, I mean, you're still keen.
Yes.
Yes. Darling.
Darling.
After you. Sorry.
No.
Oh, well, the reason I asked you if you were still as keen...
Ongoing?
What? Yes.
Yes.
Was, well, For one thing, I hadn't thought about my mother.
Your mother?
Or your mother.
What?
What?
You don't usually think about my mother, George.
No, well, listen, darling. I don't want you to think I've been plotting anything behind your back. It came completely out of the blue tonight from Dad. I won't even think about it if you're still keen on going abroad, but I hadn't thought before about how Mum would feel. And then Dad said he'd been trying to fix me a job with his firm. More money and a bungalow thrown in. It's virtually mine for the having. I mean, ours for the having. Well, I mean, the job's mine, but the bungalow's yours. And ours. Well, but you see, I promise, I'm not trying to change your mind. I just thought I'd put it to you.
George, it's wonderful news.
Is it? Why?
I failed my medical.
Not another baby.
No, of course not, darling. I don't know why. Dr. Bennett's receptionist just told me he'd given my going abroad the thumbs down. I'm waiting for him to ring now. But isn't that wonderful, darling? This other job coming up. You must have a guardian angel.
Well, I don't know about wonderful.
What?
Are you being ill?
I'm not ill, darling. I'm probably just allergic to something they have out there.
Yeah, but if you are, that means you can't go, doesn't it?
Well, I thought you didn't want to go.
I hadn't decided. Well, I don't know anything about the other job, do I? I mightn't even get it. I was just sounding you out.
Yes, but what about your mother?
What about her?
Well, thinking about her.
Well, I mean, I have thought about her, haven't I? Well, I wouldn't have considered Dad's job.
Well, then.
What do you mean, well, then?
Well, you can ring her and tell her we're not going now, can't you?
Yeah, I can, thanks to you.
George, just now you wanted to stay here.
But I was weighing the pros and cons. I didn't expect it to be suddenly decided for me.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, it's not your fault. It's a bit much, that's all. A bit much. I mean, one minute I've got sunshine and sand and cool mountain streams for the asking. Next minute I've got to settle for outside slough.
Darling, think of your mother.
Don't keep bringing up my mother.
Well, you brought her up first, and my mother. She'll be awfully pleased, George.
Oh, good.
Well, not just about still being able to see us. She thought Helen was a bit young, you know.
Well, blimey, of course Helen's young. She was only born 3 months ago.
A bit young for all that heat. Mum was born out east and she said it was a miracle she survived.
Yeah, but no one survived then, did they? And those that did were flung back into the black hole of Calcutta.
There is still much more of a risk for young children than there is here, George.
Yes.
And you're sometimes a long way from a doctor.
Yes.
And when you take your shoes off at night, you have to leave them upside down on the floor in case something crawls into them.
Really?
And shake them in the morning.
Good Lord.
So all in all, darling, I mean, seeing that the decision's been made for us...
Yes.
We could be very happy in Slough.
Just outside Slough?
Just outside Slough.
Yes. Yes.
And we wouldn't have to say goodbye to all our friends and relations.
Well, I wouldn't have to say goodbye to you.
No.
No. It's the answer, isn't it?
Well, even if your arm has been twisted.
I'm glad it has. I tell you what, I'll ring Mum and Dad. Oh. Hello?
Mr. Starling?
Yeah?
It's Dr. Bennett.
Ah, hello, Doctor. Yeah, well, look, there's no need to worry.
Worry?
Your receptionist said my wife hadn't passed her medical, but since then we've made alternative arrangements.
Hasn't passed her medical?
Yeah, it was a bit of a blow at first, but...
But I tried to ring her earlier to say she had passed.
What?
She's a clean sheet. I'd like to see the tropics try to get the better of a constitution like hers. What on earth could my receptionist have been thinking of? Quite apart from the fact she's no business to...
What?
Mrs. Carlton. Her card's here.
Mrs. Carlton?
When your wife announced herself, my receptionist must have mistaken the name. Carlton. Rather like Starling, eh? Yes, Mrs. Carlton had a negative pregnancy test, but your wife's got a clean sheet, as I said. How about you, Mr. Starling?
Clean sheet.
Splendid, and you'll both be able to go out and get a bit of sunshine, won't you? Oh, how I envy you. If I were 30 years younger, I'd no more think of staying in this dreary, strike-bound, permanently overcast country.
Yeah, well, thanks very much, Dr. Bennett. Thanks very much.
Right.
Goodbye.
What about clean sheets?
You've got one.
What?
His receptionist got you mixed up with a negative pregnancy. You're as strong as a horse.
George, how wonderful.
What do you mean?
Well, we can go now, can't we?
We just decided against it.
Yes, because we thought I'd failed my medical.
Well, not just that.
What?
Well, there are lots of other reasons too, weren't there? Unhealthy for Helen, making new friends, things crawling in your shoes.
George, you're not serious.
I certainly am. I'm not shaking my shoes out every morning.
Well, but in India, I don't suppose you have to do it in Africa.
In Africa, you probably haven't anything left to shake. Or a handful of nails and bootlace.
Well, I'd rather risk that than dying of boredom in Slough.
Outside Slough.
I don't care. It still doesn't compare with sunshine and mountain streams.
Kate, I believe the sun has been known to shine over Bucks.
I don't.
There's nothing to stop you taking a cold shower whenever you like.
Cold shower?
And what about my mother, piping her eyes every night for 3 years?
That didn't cut much ice with you when I thought I'd failed my medical.
Nonsense.
It didn't, George. Your mother came a very poor second to the mountain streams. I can imagine what you'd have said if I'd suggested a cold shower in Slough as an alternative.
Outside.
Outside Slough. Well, it's up to you.
No, it isn't.
It wasn't. No, you said you wouldn't even consider staying here if I still wanted to go abroad. But that was just hot air, wasn't it? If you'll forgive the tropical connection.
Oh, look, all right. Now, don't get upset. Look, I'm sorry. We'll let things stand.
No.
Yes, we'll go.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Well, couldn't do you out of that mountain stream, could we?
I can't wait to get out there.
Nor me. Sorry, I changed my mind.
Oh, don't be silly.
Won't do it again.
Put up with the shoe shaking.
I'll even shake yours. Happy now?
Mm.
Me too. Which I reckon is as good an excuse as any for celebrating properly, don't you?
Oh, yes, darling.
I'll get some glasses.
They're not washed.
Okay, I'll do them.
Hello?
May I speak to Mr. Starling, please?
Yes, who is it?
Havergill and Henson, the house agents. It's about the mortgage on the house we didn't initially hold out much hope for.
You didn't initially...
Is that Mrs. Starling?
Yes.
Oh, well, good news, Mrs. Starling. The house is as good as yours. Mrs. Starling?
Thank you.
What?
I'll tell my husband.
Oh, well, I...
Goodbye. Oh, dear.
Oh, here we are. Now, I know what the toast's going to be, too. Here's to not having to make any more decisions. Who was that on the phone?
What?
On the phone.
Oh, the phone.
Yes.
Wouldn't you rather drink your toast first?
What are you talking about?
It was Havergill and Henson.
Oh, what, a million to one blokes?
Well, the odds have shortened.
You mean...
We've got a home here if we want it.
Oh, dear. We got the mortgage, did we?
I gathered so.
So the house could be ours?
Yes.
It was a nice house.
Yes.
Had a nice atmosphere.
Yes.
Shame to turn it down.
Yes.
But we're going to.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. We're going to take that overseas thing, and we're not going to have any more second thoughts, even if somebody offers me the chairmanship of ICI or a free suite for life at the Ritz. And which one of the two do you think that is? Hello?
George, it's Miles.
Oh, hello, Miles.
Do I gather congratulations are in order?
Yes, I heard this afternoon.
Well, that's marvellous. Aren't you throwing an orgy to celebrate?
No, but it's a good idea, Miles. Come on round.
Lovely, because I was thinking there won't be many more opportunities, will there?
Well, for drinking? Well, of course there will.
No, I mean you won't be allowed to drink with the inoculations.
Inoculations?
Good Lord, yes. Going to the tropics, there's hardly a square inch of your body they don't pump something into. So, let's make the most of it, eh? I'll come straight round.
Donnie? Come and sit down for a moment.
In that episode of Marriage Lines were Richard Bryars and Prunella Scales as George and Kate Starling. Arthur was played by Frederick Treves, Dennis by Robert McBain, Miles by Edward D'Souza, George's mum and dad by Diana King and Jeffrey Sumner, Dr. Bennett by Frederick Treves, and the Overseas Liaison Officer and the House Agent by Wilfred Babbage. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.